Lynn Parsons Podcast Show 19, the 16th of December 2005.
Oh, you're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl. Podcast.
Hello then, how are you? Here we are. I know, Tintin's laughing, Sports Boy's laughing. Why? I have a new hat on my head and it is very 70s, I feel. Not that I was around in the 70s. Oh, I am I'm such a fibber. Down the garden, the bottom of the garden, in the chalet, and it's honestly, we've got thermal tops on, but quite frankly, we don't need them. It's much warmer than they said. No snow in this part of the world, anyway. Maybe other parts of the world that we'll investigate a little later on the show. So how are you? Have you had a good week? Do you do a little Christmas shopping or do you avoid it at all costs? Maybe you've been working too much. Whatever it is, just chill out for 20 minutes or so with us. We promise some great new music, and I promise I haven't had any alcohol either. Some great new music and a jolly good gig. Musically, Sean Mormello now. What a great name. This track, Had Enough.
The car is something, but you can't take it with you when you die. You're working 100 hour weeks. It shows hey, I'm gonna try. But there's always a reason to get on with living, baby. How long has it been since you laid it on the line? Get the hell out of my face with your champagne and wine. It's open season on all the misaligned, all the misaligned. To all of the legions, oh, but in all the people hanging on, a bastard of sanity. Just to win, had enough. But I've had enough. It's always the same in the end. Had enough. Well, I've had enough. But this kind of world is wrong, baby. But I've had enough. Oh yeah. Take y'all. In your big diamond rings, the probably the happiness. If you fill it up with things, you better change your position. Your priorities, priorities. Honey, stop at your bitch. About all the things that are going wrong, because the day is slipping away. This kind of world is wrong.
he may have had enough, but we certainly haven't. That's Sean Mormello and Had Enough. I love it. I really, really like that. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Born in New Jersey, raised in Florida, currently residing in Alaska. With a voice like that, if he needs someone to keep him warm, we can always send Delphine. I joke. In fact, there's no photograph of him on the little piece of information that we've got about him. But we did mention and have mentioned on this show, and we always keep our promises, that after Christmas we'll be having live bands here. A bit of a squash, but live bands down the bottom of the garden in the chalet. And Sean Mormello is welcome here any time. Team Biscuits. We'll put the works in. So I'm sure we're going to play that again. Actually, I think we might even play it again. Maybe the week after next. Because, of course, we can't play it next week. Because next week we'll be in Pantoland. And on that very subject, we've had some emails. Chris Jarvis from Somerset, you say, looking forward to your Christmas panto, Parsons. Will there be any photographs of the pantomime characters on the website? We'll see what we can do, Chris. I must stop laughing. Grace Beading from Exeter. You're very worried about Cecil the Cockatoo. I can't think why, Grace, because we look after him. He's got everything here. First class accommodation here. Anyway, it's a Christmas approaching that you're worried about. And you're thinking about reporting Henri to the RSPCA? Come. I feel that he jokes very, very much. And the birdie is, in fact, very happy. Aren't you, Cecil? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, I don't know what he said afterwards, but originally he said it was all right. if you would like to email us at all, love to hear from you. Lynn, double, bum, 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 bum. It's LYNN at lynnparsons.net. It's only hot chocolate I've had. You haven't slipped anything in it, Tintin, have you? We'll be back with Sports Boy after this, which is Robin Tim going nowhere fast.
Just like me.
hell-bent of misery. I'm on fast forward, no rewind. The city stretches out below, this window ledge on the 15th floor. As I step out, the crowd lets out a gasp. Going nowhere fast.
Robin Timm, the track Going Nowhere Fast. He's from the UK, and when we try to find out a bit about him, apparently he says there's no story at all, it's not very interesting, which means there are some skeletons in that cupboard, and we will get to the bottom of it eventually. I just wanted to share with you, if you have been Christmas shopping and you're thinking about something completely different this year, you know, people like Oxfam are giving you the opportunity to buy a cow or a chicken. Or a duck. Just thank you for that. No, not for your living room, but for countries that need it far more than you do. And I can't think of anything nicer than receiving a card from someone saying, instead of buying you a big box of soap on a rope this year, Parsons, we bought a cow for Africa. That would absolutely delight me.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Pass next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy, but I've got something slightly different today. I've not got sport, but I have been to another sort of exhibition. Not
have you? You've got a special report, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Where have you been, sports boy?
Lapland.
Ooh! Not really Lapland.
Oh, yes.
How long did it take to get there?
3 hours and 10 minutes.
Good gracious alive. And what did you do on the plane for 3 hours and 10 minutes? Did you sing carols?
Yes,
did
we
you?
Did.
And did you drink lots of lemonade?
No.
You didn't. Did you write a letter to Santa?
Yes, I did.
What did you ask Santa for?
A Batmobile.
Oh, wow. What, a real one?
No, not a real one.
And anything else?
Tabletop cricket.
I hope they come to you. Now, did you meet Santa Claus?
Oh, yes.
Did you? Tell me what it was like when you got off the plane. Was it very cold?
It definitely was cold.
And did you have the right clothes on?
I think so.
Were you warm enough?
Just about.
Were there lots of Christmas trees?
Yes, there was an awfully lot, except they weren't decorated.
Were they not? And was there a lot of snow?
Yes, there was.
So tell me what else you did. I mean, what did Father Christmas say to you?
I'm not...
Did he speak in Laplandish?
Sort of.
Did he say anything you knew, you understood?
Not really.
No, but hopefully he could.
But
read
he gave
your...
me a stocking.
Did he? Did it have anything in it?
Apart from an elf, yes.
Just an elf?
A toy elf.
A toy elf. Okay. May your elf be good in 2006. And then, was there not an outside part of
this? Oh, yes, there was.
Tell me about the outside bit.
Well, I'd recommend to go outside first, honestly, but... What we did, what there was around 4 things you could do, which were, well, actually 5. There was, for children, there was a child's mini skidoo.
What's a skidoo?
Skidoo is like a slightly smaller and less powerful than a snowmobile.
Is he? Oh, of course. So Batmobiles, snowmobiles. Did you have a go at that?
Yes, I did.
And was it all right? You didn't go out of control or anything?
No.
And I understand there were some huskies pulling sledges.
Oh, yes.
Were there?
Yes, there was.
And did you get in one?
Yes, I did.
Was it very slippery? Was it wet? Was it scary?
Yeah, it was slippery and I nearly hurt myself.
But was it exciting?
Yes, it was.
And did you have the wind blowing through your hair or...?
Not exactly, but we nearly tipped over the side.
Not over the side?
Yes.
Sports boy, over the fence, over the side? And did you have a reindeer sleigh ride?
Oh, yes.
And were they good?
Well, the reindeer stopped for a bit, but they went off again.
How'd you get them to go? Do you go, way?
No, it wasn't me.
Well, who makes them go?
One of the people who look after them just came up behind them, making move.
So was it a real adventure?
Yes, it was.
And you recommend it?
Oh, yes, I do.
And would you go again?
Oh, yes.
We'll have to save up there. Oh, I say. Come in, Delphine and Henri, in you come. So, sports boy, are you staying or have we got... Oh, no, you're in festive mood, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
So what have you got for
I've
us?
I've got a Christmas quiz for Delphine and Henri.
Oh, do...
Oh, no, bonjour, sports boy.
Bonjour.
Oh, très bien.
Are you ready with your sports quiz?
Oh, yes, I am. Question one. What is the original name of Santa Claus? A. St. Tinsel. B. St. Nicholas. Or C. St. Trimming?
I know.
Oh,
I know. Come on. What are you going to say?
Oh, St. Tinsel.
Yes, I knew she was going to say that. This is what I said, I knew. It is St. Nicholas.
The answer is B. St. Nicholas.
Hurrah.
Oh, well done.
It's because he needs the Nicholas round his waistus to keep his trousers up.
Question two. Where does Mr. Santa Claus live? A. 56 Acacia Avenue. B. 224B Baker Street. C. Santa's Grotto, Lampland. Lapland, sorry. Sorry.
Well, to be, that is to be or not to be.
Yes,
guy with that, yes, with the hat and the pipe and the violin. Holmes, Sherlock Holmes.
That's him.
Acacia Avenue?
No, I think it's fictitious English name of
it
a street.
Acacia. Yeah. What name is that? So it must be that Lapiland.
See, Lapiland, yes.
Lapiland.
Answer is C. Santa's Grotto Lapiland.
Oh,
we're two out of two.
Question three. What is the staple diet of reindeer? A. Christmas pudding. B. Grass and moss. C. Chocolate coins.
Chocolate coins are Duffy. So it
can't
be them.
I would say that.
And Christmas pudding, that is me, so it can't be that. So it has to be that boring stuff.
Oh.
The greens.
Oh, yes.
The greens. What was it?
What is in the
grass and moss.
Grass and moss.
Oh, yes.
Answer is B. Grass and moss.
Hey.
Down on me.
Question four. How many weeks of leave are Santa's elves entitled to? 2 weeks starting 26th of December at the earliest.
Oh.
B. None at all. C. 4 weeks to be taken at any time.
Oh. Well, they will be very busy up to Christmas.
Yes.
Do you think that they will not be allowed to go on leave?
No, not before Christmas.
Maybe A?
No, it's not A. Answer is C. According to the European Union, law, the elves are entitled to 4 weeks of annual leave.
Oh, no.
Oh. Question five. Who's the captain of Australia's cricket team?
Oh, no! I knew! I said to you, Henri, I knew he would make a sporty question in there!
Well, he's a sports person, isn't he?
It's supposed to be a Christmas quiz!
It's, what's his name? Upside, inside, out. That's all. Stop pointing at me.
Shall I give you the multiple choice?
Yes, yes, yes.
A. Shane Warne. B. Ricky Ponting. Or C. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Upside, inside, that is Ricky.
Okay, you know, Henri, I don't know anything about sports.
Ricky, I point at you.
B.
Oui.
Answer is B. Ricky Ponting.
How many did they get?
4 out of 5.
They got number 4 wrong.
Excellent.
So not bad.
Sports boy, go and prepare for your pantomime part of Aladdin. Over the fence for you. Delphine and Henri.
Oh, la la.
they've got more practicing to do with your songs and things.
Oh, Lynn, how are you saying English needing a...
practice?
No, it means pie.
What?
Mince pie.
A mince pie.
He's hungry.
With brandy butter. August Moon of the band, Dylan in the movies. It's the other way round. I'm a daft woman, aren't I? It's the new hat, you know. Dylan in the movies. It's a great name, actually. So is August Moon, whichever way you look at it. Kind of mean and moody to finish with tonight. They're from Massachusetts, should you be wondering. And I thought I would share with you that we have a very special Christmas show that will be available from next Thursday, the 22nd, including some singing that you will not believe. A pantomime with many special guest appearances. And some dreadful singing. And then we'll cross to Naughty Gnome, who will be live from Lapland in Santa's Grotto for reindeer racing. I know you look forward to that. And of course, the week after, we'll have a very special New Year show for you. So hope that you will join us for that. Anything to share with us, good or bad, we'd love to hear from you. Or indifferent, really. Lynn@lynnparsons.net. The Lynn is LYNN. The website address, lynnparsons.net. And we might try and get some of those photographs organised for you. I really do think I need a stiff coffee. How'd you make a coffee stiff?
No.
Just make it too stiff. Rub it up the wrong way. Tintin, you are in a saucy mood tonight. Thanks very much for your company. Keep warm wherever you are. And you might like to know that some of the music we played on the show was from the PodSafe Music Network. You can check it out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, keep it to yourself.
All non-music content, copyright Lynn Parsons 2005.